Cedar 515, I have a question for you. As a passenger, I pick him up from Milwaukee, Jackson, Maine, all the way to here. So I pull over, I told him the last stop, and he slept, so, and I woke him up. He didn't want to get off. So he finally got off, and then the other 75 left, and right by me, and he told me to hang the horn, and I hung the horn, the other 75 didn't want to stop, and he got so upset, and he's like really loud and verbal. He threatened me, he tried to kick my ass off, this and that, and he said because I didn't stop the other bus. So he got really mad, but he's like didn't pay for it.
Alright, does he calm down now, or is he still kind of talking?
Well, he calmed down, he's on the other 75 right now, but he's like threatened, he's loud, really loud, he's got on the bus, he just slept like on the bus. Yeah, but he's not at my bus right now. I think he's at the other bus. But the other bus don't let him get on, I think.
Yeah, my partner's talking to him right now.
Yeah, the other bus, and he's still stood over there. And he right now, I can tell he really got upset. He's raised his hand and yelling, cursing out there.
I copy. Yeah, they don't, we don't have to kick anybody off at the end of the line. If they want to sleep, they can sleep. There's no rule against it right now, so just keep that in mind next time, okay?
So he's out there right now. The other bus didn't pick him up. Should I pick him up later on if he's trying to get on my bus?
Well, if he's gonna cause a problem. If he can behave himself, then go ahead. But if he's gonna be yelling and screaming and causing a problem, then no.
Well, he threatened me earlier when he got on my bus.
All right, then you can just roll along without him.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
14.7.